Hey, everyone, and thanks for downloading another weekly episode of the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and award-winning author based in Austin, Texas. Today's show is for you if you have ever felt like your paycheck is gone the moment you get it. And if that's the case, I know you're not alone. Many people are stuck living paycheck to paycheck and just can't seem to break the cycle. While escaping this problem isn't easy, it is definitely possible to get ahead by changing your mindset, examining your lifestyle, and creating some new habits. Once you free up even a small amount of discretionary income each month, it's possible to build a better financial life with a whole lot more security and less stress. It's been a long time since I lived paycheck to paycheck, but I certainly remember it when I was first starting out. And it's a very stressful situation to know that you are not able to put away money to reach the goals that you might have for yourself, either short-term or long-term goals. So this show is about 8 tactics that will help you stop living paycheck to paycheck and finally break the cycle. And at the end of the show, stay tuned for tips from our friends over at thepennyhoarder.com. They've got some smart ways to cut your power bill this summer. And you'll find the notes for this and every show with links to all the resources that I mention and the full archive of podcasts in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 550, called 8 Tactics to Stop Living Paycheck to Paycheck. Okay, let's get into the 8 tactics. Number 1, admit you have a challenge to overcome. To break the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck, first, you have to admit that it's a problem if you haven't already. If you're not setting aside any money, you're in a very dangerous position that leaves you vulnerable to unexpected hardships. Any setback can put you in an even worse position than you are now. If you don't save for emergencies or your long-term needs, you're not financially grounded. You're simply drifting from one bank deposit to the next, and that's a surefire way to devastate your financial life. Whether the root of your money strain is due to overspending or earning too little, it's time to face it head on. If you don't act now to break the pay-to-pay cycle, accumulating a cash reserve or building wealth for retirement simply will not be possible. If you have a partner or spouse, talk to him or her about making a commitment to turn your financial life around. You might set a goal to build a small emergency fund before the end of the year, or to contribute to a retirement account every single month going forward. When there's money left over at the end of the month, you have the power to save and invest. Without it, you simply don't have the ability to build financial security. Tactic number 2, forget what other people think. Living paycheck to paycheck is a predicament that can devastate your finances no matter how much money you make. Believe it or not, even high earners can let expenses and consumer debt get completely out of control. When you want the appearance of success or you feel entitled to have what other people have, you've heard of keeping up with the Joneses, you're probably living a lifestyle that you just can't afford. If you equate your self-image with material things that are draining your bank account, it's time to quit worrying about what other people think. As I say in my award-winning book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich, a poor self-image is a bottomless pit that no amount of spending can fill up or make good. Search for ways to fulfill those emotional needs without spending beyond your means. And if you want to get the first 2 chapters of my book, which covers this exact topic and a whole lot more, if you want to get it for free, just visit lauradadams.com. Some people were born savers, and others continually struggle to delay gratification. If you can't seem to put a lid on spending, it's time to quit rationalizing bad behavior that's holding you back. You can only take full control of your finances when you take full control of yourself. For many people, the inability to manage money is really just the inability to manage themselves. So I want you to get comfortable saying no to family or friends who may pressure you to spend more than you should. Get focused on goals that you want to achieve and don't let anyone prevent you from reaching them. Tactic number 3, measure your cash flow carefully. You can't change what you don't measure. So I want you to track your expenses carefully. No matter how much you earn, you've simply got to spend less. Again, when you live paycheck to paycheck and you spend everything you make, it's impossible to get ahead. So find a way to keep an eye on your spending that's easy for you. And there are a lot of different ways to do that. It could be an old-fashioned way, like jotting down every expense in a paper notebook or entering them manually into a computer spreadsheet. I'd encourage you to try out new apps like Mint.com and Quicken that sync with your financial accounts and automatically pull in your transactions. Tiller, T-I-L-L-E-R, is a Google Sheets-based tool that consolidates your daily financial transactions into a dashboard that you can customize. And I'll put some more tools in the notes for this show over in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Technology definitely makes it easier than ever to create a spending plan and stick to it. So if you don't have a clue where your money goes every month, get curious. You may be shocked by what you find. And by the way, budgets don't have to be forever. They're an essential part of taking control of your cash flow and understanding how to cut back. But you can think about it as sort of a temporary exercise to get your finances back on track. When you've got control of your cash flow, you can allocate your savings to build wealth and security for the future. Tactic number 4, cut your largest expenses first. This is a really effective way to stop living paycheck to paycheck. Look at what you're spending the most money on, such as housing. That is definitely the biggest expense for most households. And I would say a good rule of thumb is to never pay more than 20% up to 25% of your gross income on rent or a mortgage, even if a home lender says that you can afford a bigger payment. You may need a radical lifestyle change to downsize your housing to cut that cost. Consider a variety of options, even if you don't like them. Remember, financial sacrifices will help you get ahead, and they don't have to be forever. If you buckle down, even for just a year, you can accomplish a lot with your money. You might consider moving to a less expensive apartment, a cheaper home, a cheaper neighborhood, town, or even state. Consider moving in with family or getting a roommate to share expenses. Vehicles are another big category to evaluate. Driving a used car is always a better deal than buying a new one. Never let your car payment exceed 10% of your gross income. And check out other transportation options, such as public transit, carpooling, or using a ride-sharing service. Once you've cut your housing and your vehicle costs, keep looking for more big cuts. You've got to take control of your financial life and make serious changes to break the pay-to-pay cycle and create more financial breathing room. All right, we're at tactic number 5, which is reduce the cost of debt. Many people are drowning in expensive debt that keeps them locked in the paycheck-to-paycheck habit. Can you refinance your mortgage for a lower interest rate? Or sell your home and move into a less expensive one? Shaving the interest off high-rate credit cards and loans can add up to big savings. Consider consolidating debt using a low-rate personal loan so you have more money available every month. Every lender's requirements are different, so you need to shop and compare offers from several companies to make sure you get the best deal. And if you're not sure where to start, check out my online loan comparison chart, where I compare over 10 popular lenders side by side so you can see how they stack up. It's a handy one-page PDF resource that you can download for free when you send me a text message. Text the phrase "my loan" to the number 33444. There's no space between "my" and "loan." Again, it's "my loan" with no space to the number 33444. Shifting debt to a lower rate product is a wise way to save interest and pay off debt faster. Tactic number 6, automate investing, even small amounts. No matter your financial goals, automation is the trick to making saving easy. There's just no getting around it. For instance, if you're looking forward to a comfortable retirement, set up monthly recurring contributions to an IRA. And if you have a workplace account like a 401k or a 403b, they already offer built-in automation because contributions can only come from your paycheck. That's one of the reasons workplace retirement plans are so popular and they work so well. If you want to save for an emergency fund or an upcoming vacation, set up a recurring transfer to a safe FDIC-insured bank savings account. If you want to save for a child's education, consider a 529 college savings plan. Moving money into a dedicated savings account before you have the chance to spend it, maybe even before you have the chance to see it, that makes you a lot more likely to meet your goals. Keep increasing the percentage of your paycheck that you save on a regular basis. For instance, if you're contributing 3% to a retirement plan this year, bump it up to 4% next year. Number 7, create more ways to make money. Cutting unnecessary expenses is great for breaking the paycheck to paycheck cycle, but earning more, that can be the ticket to turning your financial life around. You could get a second job, pick up extra hours at work, ask for a raise, seek a promotion, start a side hustle. There are many ways to create more income streams, such as driving for Lyft or Uber, taking surveys on SurveyJunkie, house-sitting, dog-walking, tutoring, delivering groceries for Instacart, or writing. Try something new. You likely have skills that can be used in a variety of jobs and types of work. And again, I'll put links to some of these resources that I've just mentioned for earning more money in the show notes. And our last tactic, number 8, focus on the future lifestyle you want. If you're like me, you want security and financial freedom, which are impossible to get when you're trapped living paycheck to paycheck. Instead of hoping that next month will be different from this month, focus on the future you want to create. Nothing worthwhile is easy to achieve. So decide today how you want your life to be in 5, 10, or 20 years from now. The moment you create a plan and begin taking small action steps, you'll feel much less stress and instability. I hope one or more of these tips can help you shift your mindset and begin some new habits. If you're dealing with debt, I want to remind you that I've got a new course out this year called Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever. You simply won't get different results with your money if you don't take different actions. So if you're serious about getting out of debt, I want to help you. You can take control of your finances by joining this super duper affordable class. You'll come away with a clear debt reduction plan to eliminate credit cards, student loans, medical bills, mortgages, or any debt you owe, even if you don't have extra money to pay them off faster. To learn more, just send me a text. Text Debt Course, DEBTCOURSE with no space, to that same number, 33444, and I'll send you an email that gives you 85% off. You can also learn more at lauradadams.com. And I'd love for you to subscribe to my weekly email. Each week, I send out a short, free email filled with tips, tools, and recommendations that I think you might enjoy and can definitely help you save money. To get it, text Get Updates, again with no space, to the number 33444. If you've got a money question, feedback about the show, or ideas for future episodes, I would love to hear from you. You can always email me using the contact page at lauradadams.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Does summer fun mean higher power bills? Not on my watch. This is Lisa Rowan from thepennyhoarder.com, and I'm here with today's money hack. So, it's summertime, and if you're anything like me, you're watching the thermostat as close as you're watching your budget. Here are three ways to save on your power bills this summer. First, why cool a house all day when you're not home to enjoy it? A programmable thermostat can automatically adjust the temperature settings for you, depending on when you're home. You don't have to blast the AC either. When you get home, turn on a few fans to get that cool air moving. Programmable thermostat can save you 10% on heating and cooling costs each year, according to Consumer Reports. Number two, switch out your light bulbs. Compact fluorescent light bulbs, or CFLs, start at about $5 per bulb, which can seem expensive, but they save about $6 per year in electricity costs. The key to getting a great return on your investment in new bulbs is to replace the ones you use most often, so you can get the full $6 annual savings per bulb. The third one is quick and easy. If you have any lights on a timer, be sure to adjust the turn-on time to account for the longer daylight hours. You don't need your porch light on at 5 p.m. when it's light out for hours beyond that in the summer. Those small savings add up. For more money tips, visit thepennyhoarder.com.